If I was another fisherman, used to patiently waiting for the wind or the light or the fish or the tide, but I'm Judas of Kerioth, from a warrior tribe, a man of action. Maybe for me, action was inevitable. Maybe Jesus always knew that. Maybe. Was I a traitor? A coward? Or just the fall guy? Decide for yourself. The question stands.
Judas! Oi! Judas! The master says, is there food for these people? Hey, Andrew, wake him up.
I'm not asleep.
Have you heard a word the master said?
Do you remember when he walked across the lake to us?
You reckon we might forget that? I nigh on drowned.
The next day, by the lake, he said one of us was a devil. What's that about?
Who knows? Ask him.
I will. When the crowd goes?
Mate, the crowd will never go. He's big news. He's the real thing. They'll never leave him alone. Now, come on, look lively. He wants us to feed them. Where do we start?
Feed them? Feed them? A whole hillside heaving with people. As far as the eye could see. Too many for his voice to reach them all, so they were relaying everything he said, getting some of it wrong. A babble of echoes. Children running around, pickpockets, and screaming babies, women. Old men straining to hear, and youngsters taking the mickey, and over it all, his voice, the voice that stills the whole world, even now.
I'm not here to demolish, but to complete.
Even now.
I'm going to put it all together.
But under that voice,
God's law is more real and lasting than the stars in the sky and the ground at your feet.
Ah, what's the use? I can't explain, even to myself. Thousands. And he wanted to feed them all. So he did. With a few day-old fish and a boy's pack-up.
Look at the baskets left over. What's going on?
We could sell them.
Oh, I mean, look at the stuff left over.
It'll be worth a fair bit.
There he goes again. Him and his money.
We started off with a handful of fish. It's a miracle. He's a miracle worker.
And then they were off, gathering up the baskets, excited, wanting to hear the next word from Jesus, eager to get back to his side and drink it all in.
The stories he tells, the parables.
Who would you have been? Another John. Another Peter. Unquestioning. Watching the miracles, the blind seeing, and the lame leaping around like hooligans. Or would you have sat with me? Watching. Apart. The other disciples, the Galileans, sheep. All of them. They never questioned. They sat like children at his feet. Couldn't get enough of him. If I could have taken my brain out, stopped asking questions, stopped waiting and hoping, looking for the day when the Messiah was going to come and rescue his people. He harked on about gentleness, kindness, faith. Faith. Believing. No one could make him out, not really. And they couldn't catch him out, either. Much as they wanted to, the priests, he knew the law better than they did, and he followed it. Better than they ever did. Drove them mad. The fat cats, toadying to Rome.
Is it lawful to pay taxes?
Cheeky sod. So Jesus just asks for a coin.
Whose head is that?
And they don't even have to look, of course. They know. Caesar's!
There you go. So give Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God.
And to God what belongs to God. Love it. Got him. Those were the times I wanted to crow, cheer. But I didn't. I kept my own counsel. I listened.
If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. Do you have any idea?
It was never that easy for me, with Jesus. I was never at ease with him. Never able to joke with him like the others. Some barrier. And yet, when he spoke, I wanted to throw myself at his feet, plead for forgiveness. I didn't know what for, but something terrible was coming towards me, inexorable, steadily advancing, a camel train on the horizon, shimmering in the heat haze, coming nearer
and nearer. Maybe it was a premonition. Or maybe I was as barmy as the rest of them. Thing is, I was born a soldier and a strategist. I'm a thinker. Are you a thinker? Yeah? Think so? What do you think about this, then? Try this for starters.
Be on your guard. You'll be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you'll be brought before governors and kings.
So much for overturning Rome. I didn't get it. I didn't get him. Anticipating some sort of gory, bloody end and smiling as he said it. Fulfillment of prophecy. How much more of that were we supposed to take? But they nodded and listened. Sheep. Some revolution. I wanted to shake him, raging. Do something! All his stuff, that new stuff, great as far as it went. Submit to one another in love. Look after the widows. Be... It's all so much. I mean, you couldn't argue with it. But it's all so... Overthrow Rome, preaching love and meekness. Turning the other cheek. Going the extra Roman mile.
The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They'll kill him. And on the third day, he will be raised to life.
See? Like, that makes perfect sense. But that was him, all through. Strong, unshakable, and always unfathomable. Like the Roman mile stuff. Those bastards who made us walk a mile carrying all their kit. Donkey Jews, slaves to Rome. And Jesus only had the gall to say, if anyone forces you to walk a mile, go with them 2 miles. When he said something like that, turn the other cheek, forgive and love, all that, something slipped into my heart and I properly loathed him and his goodness. It boiled in me. How could he preach a new and just kingdom 1 minute and submission to Rome the next? Those were the times when the doubts flooded in. We'd been taken for a ride by one more crazed visionary or liar or charlatan. I'd feel physically sick. All this for nothing? Go home, tail between my legs, beg a place at the table again until I found work, a laughing stock. How could I show my face again? But then I'd see the kindness, the wisdom, the miracles, the goodness, the all-consuming goodness. The anger would fade, a flood of shame. Not like any God I'd ever dreamed of. Not like any God the world has ever known.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
See? No one would ever dream up a God like this, would they? Or a man? Who could imagine a man like this? Not like any man. It's beyond me. I loved him and I hated him, and there was no in-between. Murderous or adoring. Exhausting. It couldn't go on. I had to do something. You know the whole story. The empty tomb, the prophecies fulfilled. You can choose. Believe or don't believe. All I knew was a man in a ragged robe, the heat and the dust and the waiting. And I've never been good at waiting. 3 years I gave it, 3 long years trailing from town to town, waiting while he taught in the synagogues, listening to the words and trying to surrender to them. But it just got further away, this great kingdom of his. Now, sometimes you have to take action, set stuff in motion. We had thousands on that hillside, and more thousands flocking to him, following the course of the river, asking where he was, the new rabbi, the one who calls himself the Son of Man, who calls God his Father, an army. If he'd just man up, lead his army to victory, that's what he had, an army. We'd have followed him into the jaws of hell. When did I first? I think
We were in Capernaum, a time of teaching. Days and days of listening, usual stuff. Life and death, dark and light, the water of life. Some of them went up the hillside, Peter and James and John and the boss. Us lesser mortals stayed put, and they came back with such a story. Jesus walked down, and the others, they came skittering down the hillside, bouncing with the news, sliding on the scree, their words tumbling, excited.
You should have been there. Boy, you should have been. The light, it was blinding. You closed your eyes and you can still see it, blinded by it, glowing in it. And these two men...
White hot, not red hot.
How do you know?
What?
How do you know there were two men if you were blinded?
Oh, yeah. And then a voice from the cloud.
So you could see the cloud?
I thought we were dead for sure.
Saying, this is my son.
God, we heard God. Listen, friends, we heard God.
While everyone else crowded round, credulous fools, I stood back. But if I could have cut an arm off, traded it for their belief, I would have gouged my eyes out, anything. To see something like that, to know for sure. Seeing their joy, hearing their laughter, I lost it. My heart was bursting in my chest. I could hardly breathe. I could have killed someone. So bitter. Why them? Why not me? Never been his favourite. Never me sitting next to him at supper. Never me he takes to prayer. How come they saw it, if they saw it, and I didn't? If I'd seen it, then I could believe. Couldn't I?
God! Judas, God is on our side! Think of that! We looked into eternity.
A voice from eternity.
The son I love.
If God is on our side, why aren't we marching into victory?
Well, it's not so much about marching and armies.
If we're an army, and we are, aren't we? We already outnumber the garrison here, and even in Jerusalem, he can feed us. If he fed 5,000, a whole town on the hillside, he can feed an army. He can rally us, the masses who call him Lord. He knows the scriptures. He knows the prophecies. He can bring them to success, restore the Jewish kingdom.
Listen to yourself. Better still, listen to the master. It's like you've never heard him or heard only what you wanted to hear.
Rage. I had to do something with all that rage. Were they all fools? Soft saps, full of love. What could I do to... itching to do something? I walked away, across the marketplace, past the well and the old man with the begging bowl, up to the curlew field. Behind me, his voice growing fainter. More of the same. I wanted to believe. I wanted to drink it up. I wanted to pray, to say the prayer he taught us, but my mind was frantic, boiling. What were we, anyway? A raggle-taggle group of penniless wanderers, hoping for what, pie in the sky? How long would we go on waiting and hoping before someone did something? And then I had the first inkling of an idea. The idea. The 30 pieces of silver idea.